Hi everyone, this is Klaatu, and this is Hacker Public Radio Year Review Number 2. Or we could call it a roundtable, since I haven't done a roundtable in like 3 months. On the call is Enigma.
Hello everyone, it's been a while, but I'm somewhat back.
Yes, we almost remember what your voice sounds like.
No, thanks. I'm not crazy and do 63 episodes, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So I don't know, Enigma, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about, I guess, some of the stuff that, well, I guess this past year has been season two, right?
Yes, the past year has been season two. Well, we made it through 2 years of this, almost
wow.
500 episodes. This is the 500th.
Very nice.
So that's another milestone, I guess, for Hacker Public Radio.
Yeah.
I don't know of another show that has 500 episodes.
I don't know either, actually. I think, yeah, that might be pretty rare.
Now, granted, there are 10-minute clips and here and there, and, you know, we do some different things, but, you know, 500 episodes is quite good. We did miss a few shows this year, so we don't have our streak of, you know, being perfect, but, you know, we do what we do. You know, real life comes up, and I'll take the blame on some of it. Real life hasn't been good to me for the last couple months, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
So, Klaatu's been filling in for me for posting shows for the last month and a half now, and
yep.
And hopefully I'll be back at the beginning of next year. And thank you, by the way, for doing what you did.
Not a problem. It's been fun, actually. I like the sense of control, being able to put in my own show notes, snazzy things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just power hungry. You don't like being an HBR minion. You like being
yeah,
a little...
Yeah, exactly. Correct.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to talk about a year in review, starting with the Christmas special last year. And I do apologize on this one because I should have had a Christmas special this year. Again, real life comes up, and I was ready to do it, but it was like Wednesday, you know, the day before Christmas Eve, and we usually do them on Christmas Eve at like 11 o'clock. I wanted to also do it live on DDP Hack Radio. However, you know, best laid plans, you know, usually go awry. And this one went awry. So I will say that I do intend on doing a Christmas special next year. But this is, you know, January 1st, and you don't know what's going to happen in 12 months.
That is
anyway,
true.
And then me and Wintermute did, you know, the first episode of season two, and we basically reviewed, as we are now, reviewing the last season, you know, season one. So after that, do you have anything that comes to mind, Klaatu, on good shows? You know, they're all good, but, you know, anything that stands out?
Boy, yeah, that's a good question. I've been kind of digging some of Monster B's posts of Richard Stallman interviews that he finds. I don't know where he finds these things, but he'll just post them or append them at the end of a tit radio or something. So he'll like post those, and those are kind of cool because I don't want to have to go out on the internet and like look for these things. But if they're dropped in my lap, I'll listen to them.
Yeah, and a couple things that come to my mind are the roundtables. You know, originally when this idea of HPR came. You know, was come up with you know, Dool and Stank actually came up with the idea, it was going to be a roundtable based, and we weren't going to do it a daily show. We were going to, you know, do it every once in a while, maybe quarterly or, you know, once a month. I really like the roundtable concept, and to integrate that with the daily regular shows kind of, you know, merge the two ideas together and make it, I guess, interesting. Maybe.
Yeah, I like the roundtables a lot. I really enjoy them, and I enjoy listening to them because you get all the different perspectives on whatever issue is being brought up. So I'm going to do more this year, although I don't have to be the one to do it either. I mean, people can certainly, you know, post to the mailing list or something and invite more people to the round, you know, just start a roundtable. That's acceptable.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to get more involved with the roundtables, either as a participant or, you know, maybe host if I have an idea. So, and we also had our 300th episode this year, and it was on the 23rd of February. So we've done 200 episodes since the 23rd of February. And that was kind of interesting because what we did with that one is took clips of everybody saying, you know, welcome to Hack Republic Radio, and, you know, merged them all into one, you know, 10-minute clip. And you could hear, like, there's, what, 20 or 30 hosts, and you heard all their voices, which was kind of neat.
Yeah, I liked that one. I remember that one. I liked that a lot. That was creative and also just kind of cool because you get a sense for, like, who the people are who are making HPR.
Yeah, and we've got people, you know, all over the globe doing this, so it's just not us, you know. It's Phoenix and Thistleweb and Monster B and, you know, all over across the entire U.S. and abroad, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get quite a unique perspective on different cultures, different people. Anyway.
We could always use more. We always could use more hosts.
And I was going to mention that several times, that it is always, our doors are always open for new shows and, you know, different perspectives on things.
Yeah, exactly.
And even if, you know, something's already been covered, we don't mind recovering topics just to, you know, get a different perspective. I know that, who did the, there was two people that did Python, right?
Yeah, it was Zoke. Zoke did it most recently. I don't remember who else did it, but yeah.
Yeah, and there was somebody else that did it. So, and both of them were quality shows, and I enjoyed the different perspectives and the different styles of how they presented the information. So, you know, if anybody has something that they want to talk about and give a different perspective, we're more than welcome to take their show as well, even if it's already been covered.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I wanted to talk about was Zoke's Python programming. I did enjoy that as well. So I'm going through, as I'm going through the list, that was episode 302. And we had a couple of different series that I wanted to mention, one of which being the Deep Geek series, Talk Geek to Me. I know he's syndicating episodes to us as he releases them. I believe he's doing either a month behind or 2 months behind to HPR.
Yeah.
And he's releasing them on his site. And pardon me, Deep Geek, I don't have your URL handy. So.
TalkGeekToMe.us.
Okay, it's TalkGeekToMe.us then. Yeah, I'm bad.
So he ditches Hack Republic Radio and goes off to do his own thing, and he gets, like, special mention on the show. What's up with that? He's a traitor.
He's a friend. He's a friend of the show, so.
Friends like that, who needs enemies? That's what I said.
No. Yeah, I'm going to get hate mail for you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Another couple of series that I wanted to mention were the OLF interviews, which you did, right, Kalatu?
Probably.
And then the self interviews, I believe.
Yeah,
you did as well.
The self ones. Yeah, mm-hmm. Those were good.
And nice. We also had, you know, some of the self talks were aired on HPR as well. So that gave, you know, us a few extra shows to play with and air them. I believe all of them are, again, pardon me for the URLs, but they're available on the self site. And also, Phoenix released a bunch of Software Freedom Day Dundee's talks or interviews.
Yeah, and those are really cool, too.
Yeah, I did enjoy his one with where he talks about podcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
It, the overview of how he, you know, sets up and he records and edits all of his podcasts.
Yeah, see, I love listening to that kind of thing. I love hearing how different people just manage the sort of the multimedia production side of things.
That's mm-hmm.
And obviously everyone does it just a little tiny bit differently, so it's always interesting to hear how they do what they do.
And one thing that, or another roundtable that I liked, Is There Such a Thing as Ethical Hacking?
Oh, yeah.
That one was quite good, I thought. And we had several shows on netbooks. That was the hot thing this year.
Yes.
335 was Monster B talking about his netbooks. 336 was Asterisk with Mark Clark and Darlene Parker. They did several shows for us this year, and all were quite good. I believe those are, I believe he's from overseas. I want to say the Netherlands. Quote me if I'm wrong. I'm just walking through these shows. Oh, and we had some movie reviews also this year. Deep Geek did Star Trek, and I believe Dave Yates did The Watchmen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be hacking-related, Linux-related, anything. I've done game reviews before. Pretty much anything will take.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily need to be technical. It just needs to be something that, you know, is decently produced. I mean, you know, can't be... Heck, I've taken everything that anyone has ever submitted me. So
a good record. I mean, that's a little barrier of entry.
Of any quality.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I was first going to submit a show to HPR, and I was a little bit, like, hesitant because I didn't know a whole lot about quote-unquote hacker stuff, you know. But it was on video codecs, and I emailed you guys, and you were like, yeah, send it in. And I sent them in, and it was a lot less, I don't know, intimidating, I think, than I made it out to be. So
and
people should just submit.
Three episodes since.
Yeah. You know who's done a lot of really cool stuff this year, or I might be getting ahead of you, but is Sigflup. Yeah, Sigflup did, let's see, she does the Demo or Bust series, which are just really, really cool kind of like multimedia projects that, I don't know, put probably most people to shame, and some of her screenshots are incredible. And then she does the Uber Elite Hacker Force, where she's basically posting, like, patches and things like that to programs, you know, that people use every day, like GNU Screen and things like that. And you just download the patch and you can apply it and try it out. It's pretty cool.
I'll have to check out her latest because I don't think I remember. I listened to the first one, the Demo or Bust.
Yeah.
When she first sent it in, and some of our shows going back to the non-hacker related. Shows. We've done some music ones. We have, I think, two series on just music related.
Yeah.
And basically the entire show is just, you know, one music track.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe we call that All Songs Considered, or
yeah,
playing off the NPR thing.
Yeah. I like that
or
series.
Or NPR, rather.
NPR.
Yeah. And
I like that series. That gave me some cool music that I really either hadn't heard before or hadn't heard in a while.
And a couple other things. We have What's in Your Toolkit, basically listing the tools you use every day.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, people aren't doing enough of those, actually. In fact, I don't know if I've done one of those, which...
I haven't done one of those, and I...
Yeah, I really need to, because that's a great idea.
Yeah, and then we also had Dave Yates do a podcast I listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
As well. And then Deep Geek's Lightweight Apps, which is a really good series as well.
That's a great series. I love that series.
And none of these series have to be a single person. We can mix and match. So if you want to do something for the Lightweight App series, just submit a show and we can put it in there. It doesn't necessarily, nobody's going to take offense by you submitting a show to their series.
Yeah, yeah. You can hijack other people's series and no one cares. It's really nice. People like it.
We like when you submit shows. We really do.
Yes.
And Monster B is doing his tit radio on HBR. He's releasing them specifically on HBR, and I don't think he has another... He has an AUG feed, right? But
he has an AUG feed, but, I mean, the MP3, I mean, and yeah, I mean, Hacker Public Radio gets them pretty much first, I think.
And that Phoenix show that I was referring to earlier with the podcasting was episode 451, and it was podcasting from mic to audience.
Ah, okay.
And just going through here, I talked about the Talk Geek to Me series, the Tit Radio stuff, Uber Elite Hacker Force Radio, which I find very great title, by the way, Sigflup.
Yeah.
And think that's it all I wanted to talk about, unless you have something, Klaatu, that you wanted to mention.
No, I mean, obviously when you call out specific episodes like this, you're necessarily leaving out, like, other people, and I always feel bad about that, but, I mean, we can't list everyone who did an episode this year.
Yeah, so. We can't list, you know, what, 240 or 250 episodes, so we do enjoy them all. I was just mentioning the ones that, you know, stood out in my head as ones that, you know, I personally enjoyed, and to be quite honest, I don't listen to every single episode. I used to. Back season one, I think I've listened to every single season one episode, but it just got too many too quickly. I mean, we've done a lot of episodes.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, it depends on what your real life is like in terms of how much podcasting time you have, or podcast listening time you've got. I mean, mm-hmm. Now that I've got, like, this, I got a new job and stuff, so now I'm finding myself, like, I can't get enough podcasts, you know? I'm just like, give me a 3-hour episode of something, because I can listen all day long. But whereas when I was actually looking for a job for a while, I was like, even though I didn't have a job, I couldn't actually listen to as many podcasts, you know, because you're not, like, just sitting there chained to a desk like you are at a job. So it's weird. Right. It just depends on what is going on in life.
Yeah, and this is just a hobby for us. We don't make this a real-life gig, so
right.
We don't get paid for any of this. So, And I always looked at it as, you know, this is fun for us. So whether I submit 5 shows or 50, as long as it's fun, I'm going to keep doing it, and we'll keep doing it. So.
Yeah.
And we don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
Correct.
As long as Klaatu keeps submitting shows. I did not call you a media whore yet, so you can't. Completely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I've been called a media whore before with my promotion. We're trying to be a little more PR-wise with HBR and trying to get out there and put our name out and try to get more hosts and more, you know, more different perspectives. And if you want to call me a sellout, you can call me a sellout. We have one ad on the site for our hosting company, Caro, and I'm just giving him a shameless plug here.
Good.
And you can give me hate mail later, but they've taken good care of us, and we get paid for putting, you know, the audio ad at the end and the one ad on the site. So I don't plan on having, you know, god-awful ads all over the place on the site. It's going to be clean like it is now. There's going to be some site upgrades next year, hopefully, if I get time. We're going to try to get a next button on the bottom of the site so we don't have to look at all 500 shows. We can actually tab through them, maybe 20 shows at a time.
That'd be nice. What about a search bar or something? Is that really hard to implement?
We have a search bar.
Oh, nice.
Top of the site.
Wait, oh, cool. I never thought to use that.
You've been on the site for 2 years and you've never noticed a search bar.
Oh, okay. This is nice. This is nice. Every mention of Python just comes up just like that when I search for Python. That's pretty easy. Wow.
Yeah. And there are a couple of Easter eggs on the site, and if you want extra credit, email me at admin@HackerPublicRadio if you can find them. There are, I think, 2, I want to say.
Well, how big of, I mean, like, are they, like, would one know it when one saw it, or is it, like, really obscure?
Well, they're not public. I'll give a little hint. They're links on the site that have some different functionality that isn't public.
Interesting.
Meaning that it's not one of the navigation links. It's a link to a page, let's say.
Wow, okay. Has this been there all along?
It has been on there all along, and they have not found it in 2 years. At least no one has told me they've found
right,
it.
Right, right, yeah. Someone
has found them if they've been, you know, just randomly clicking on the site. And a couple of other things I wanted to mention. We're going to try, keyword there is try, a couple of live shows this year.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
More info will follow. We're going to try to make maybe one of the roundtables live. That would tie into another project that I'll announce later. If the live show actually works well, we might do something, you know, on a regular basis that maybe semi-live or some type of other, because that project that we were talking about, and I'm going to talk to Klaatu, like
I don't
he
remember.
Knows what project, you know that project we were talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of it.
You're useless. We'll have some more info later for that. And that's all I can think of that... Oh, I forgot to announce the leaders of correspondence. Klaatu has 63 episodes so far. He is the media whore of us all.
Now you've called me a media whore.
Yes, I am. And we do appreciate it. Monster Bees in second with 38 as of, you know, this episode. And you're, by the way, you're not getting credit for this episode, Klaatu. It's going to be me, by the way.
Oh, man, that's not fair.
Yeah, sorry.
But you did initiate it, I guess, so yeah, all right.
Yeah, well, and you can't pick two people, or we could do, like, a various host thing and neither one of us would get credit.
Oh, no, that would be bad.
Yeah, but I need episodes. You know, I have, like, 10 2 years.
So who's
and then,
in third place?
And then Phoenix would be in third with 27 episodes.
Cool.
So
what do we get?
You get nothing. You get my ever thankful appreciation.
And
we do appreciate all of the hosts, no matter if they submitted one or 63.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
frankly,
you know,
I like sort of like the one or the two things here or there, you know, just random stuff from random people just talking about random things, you know, because you get this new, you get more information than you had before you listened to the episode, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, and it gives, you know, as we said before, it gives different perspectives, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's variety, you know, I keep thinking, you know, what if people get tired of hearing, you know, this voice or that voice or
mm-hmm.
this, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they don't want to hear me for 2 hours every
right. Yeah.
Or you, for example, for...
Every day,
episodes,
you know? Hi, everyone, it's Klaatu again.
Yeah. I should edit that into all your shows. It's Klaatu again.
Again.
And again, and again. Anyway.
Let's just start apologizing.
And did you want to talk about the calendar, how we were going to go away from the calendar, and it's going to be more of a free-form type?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the calendar, I don't know if I'm being pessimistic or what, but it feels like the calendar is not really... working all that well. It does get sent out to a mailing list, but I don't know that everyone who is, I guess, a potential host is on the mailing list, and then I don't know who on that mailing list is actually, like, up for an episode that month. You know, just, like, I don't have any sense of, like, availability. So sending out a calendar turned into kind of, like, almost like, if you want to, you can
activity,
do an...
A useless activity?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we might be migrating away from a calendar and just say, look, you have an episode, you have something to say, you have something that you have learned lately, send it in. We will post it as an episode, and that's that.
Yeah, and we're going to play around with how we want to do the monthly slots, because, you know, before it was you were scheduled for a particular day, and so there's drawbacks to having a calendar, and there's drawbacks to not having a calendar. So we're going to play around with Season 3 on how we want to proceed moving forward with the calendar type, and I never liked the calendar to begin with, so, you know, putting it out of its misery is fine with me. We do have some changes on the BinRev forums and the BinRev-related sites coming down the pipe in the next few weeks, so pay attention to those if you're interested. It'll just be more of who's running which project and things like that. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. So the BinRev forums are still, you know, very active. You know, come sign up for an account and post away. I'm there quite frequently if you have questions or comments. There's a Hacker Media forum that you can talk about each show, comment, and, you know, ask questions, things like that. And it actually reads from our RSS feed on HBR, so it'll post a topic every day for every show. So you can just go in and comment on that particular topic in the forum,
and then
somebody will reply.
Oh, okay. So the Hacker Public Radio forums are really on binrev.com.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes. Binrev.com is the parent site for all of our projects. HPR is one of the projects that we started. So interrev.com, /forums is the forum for HBR and all of our other projects.
What are the other projects then?
Well, we have, right now we have, the main project is HBR. The BinRev forums is the parent site. That is what started it all. Again, it's very active forum, very tech hacking related. We also have DocDroppers, which is a wiki, and we have a couple of other projects in the works that we will probably mention on HBR in the coming weeks. I have some ideas, but as I said, the best laid plans usually go awry, so I'm not committing to anything because I don't want the hate mail.
Well, what does it take? Let me ask you this. But what does it take for a project to be a BinRev project? Just that Stank Dog and you thought of it first? I mean, is that like a BinRev project or what?
Well, when I say a BinRev project, I meant one of us, meaning one of us from the forums, came up with the idea and started running it. And we all, HPR, BinRev, DocDroppers, they're all hosted off of the same server.
Okay.
So when I say BinRev project, I mean the sites that are on that server.
Okay.
So we, HBR is a community-run project. It is not particularly a BinRev project, meaning a DDP project.
But I get it. You guys had the idea. You guys implemented the site, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I'll make a line in the sand there and say, it is a community-run project.
Sure, sure.
However, we do host it, and you and I are the admins.
Right, right.
The sites that we control, I coined the term BinRev project.
Gotcha.
So, as I said, DocDroppers, BinRev, the BinRev forums, and HPR are three big ones.
Okay, cool.
We have some smaller sites that we do host off the box, but those are not prevalent. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Some of that stuff will change, and we might be migrating things around depending on our future, but we're not going anywhere is the topic of the conversation.
Okay.
Anyway, so I think that'll do it for this episode, unless you have something else, Clyde, too.
No, I don't think so. I guess that's probably it, yeah. It was a good year, and people can certainly submit new episodes and get... And I guess really, I mean, one of the things I would take away from this episode is kind of like, hey, everybody, there's like this BinRev site out there. You should go over there and like get involved if you're not already on it. I mean, I know I'm not really in the forums, and I'm,
Yeah, you should come post on the forum. And,
Yeah, like that. There's another side of Hacker Public Radio that maybe not everyone is fully aware of. So
yeah, and we also have the IRC channel. If we have an HPR of the official HPR IRC channel is on irc.binrev.net.
Yeah.
#HPR, and there's like three people in the room at the moment. So if you guys want to come over and talk to us, I know Klaatu hangs out there a little bit, and I'm usually there. I haven't been there lately, but I'm usually there, and the official BinRev channel is #BinRev on that same server, same IRC server. And then I'm usually found in #LinuxCranks and various other channels on IRCFreeNode.net, and I just gave them a shameless plug because they're good guys over there. And
yeah, they're good.
That would be our 500th episode.
Wow.
And... yeah, it's been a crazy 2 years, so hopefully we can keep it going for another 2 or 3 or 10 or however long we want to keep doing this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And I guess we'll see everybody on Monday for 501, and have a good day, and have a great year, have a good 2010, so on and so forth.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs. website.